I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Fixing Texas's power grid was about the only thing Republicans and Democrats in the legislative session seemed to agree on earlier this year. Power companies were in the hot seat as millions of Texans who endured a week of sub-freezing temperatures with no power demanded multi-billion-dollar improvements to prevent another deadly disaster, and lawmakers promised action. But by the end of the legislative session, if Texas's top power companies felt they were being treated unfairly by the legislature or any of the laws they passed targeting their industry, they didn't show it. Texas elected officials can't receive campaign donations during the session, but after it ended in May, they were showered in cash by the energy industry, even more than usual for a group known for its deep pockets and generous campaign giving. From June 21st to June 30th, after the legislative fundraising blackout ended, five of the largest and most prominent companies in the Texas power grid supply chain, Calpine, CenterPoint, NRG Energy, Oncor, and Vistra, or their top executives, collectively donated nearly $500,000 to state elected officials and political groups. That's more than twice what they gave during the same period when the legislature ended in 2019, according to a Texas Tribune analysis. A large chunk of that cash was given by Oncor, Texas's largest electric company, with many big donations coming from the company's executives. Over the same short stretch in June, 11 prominent oil industry leaders combined to contribute about $3.2 million to Texas elected officials. For some energy experts, the increase in donations for the officials at the close of the session looks like a reward for not passing more stringent regulations and raises questions about whether lawmakers let oil, gas, and the broader energy industry off easy for its massive failures. Governor Greg Abbott, who is heading into re-election in 2022, benefited most from the flood of June campaign donations. Abbott received about $4.6 million from oil, gas, and other energy interests. For further breakdown of these contributions, visit this full story at texastribune.org. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced earlier this summer that he's planning to take executive action that would restrict transition-related medical care for transgender minors in Texas, a move that aligns with other conservative states that have recently targeted the medical practice that is widely accepted by leading healthcare groups. Besides Abbott, many other Republican officials in Texas have called for bans on gender-affirming care. Efforts to ban such medical care, or define it as child abuse, got through the Texas Senate this year, but ultimately failed to become law. Medical experts say Republican lawmakers' justifications for the bills have falsely claimed doctors and parents are allowing children to go through irreversible medical treatments. Leading healthcare organizations in Texas say gender-affirming care is the best way to provide care to transgender children. LGBTQ advocates say the mere specter of banning transgender kids' access to some medical care exacts a mental health toll on them. And now medical providers are worried the upcoming executive order, as well as any future legislation, could impact their ability to provide treatment to Texas transgender children. Abbott hasn't yet announced what the executive action on gender-affirming care will look like. However, Texans are paying attention to what it could do, as well as what further moves he could make to stifle gender-affirming care in Texas. Many transgender kids and their families have already spent hours testifying at the Capitol in support of gender-affirming care, along with doctors and counselors. Some are considering leaving the state if any further action is taken. Join us for the Texas Tribune Festival, taking place virtually September 20th through the 25th, and in person September 24th and 25th in downtown Austin. There, we'll talk through the latest on everything we cover in this podcast and more. Buy tickets now at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Woman's University. Texas Woman's University is focused on making Texas healthier, offering more than 80 health-related degree programs from nursing and physical therapy to kinesiology and nutrition science. Find out more at twu.edu/health.